The only local ballot measure San Franciscans rejected on Election Day was Measure F. It would have prompted an $8 million study into taking down the O'Shaughnessy Dam and Hetch Hetchy Reservoir in Yosemite National Park, which currently supplies water for San Francisco and dozens of other Bay Area counties. It would have also called for reviews of San Francisco's water usage. While nearly 78% of voters said no to the measure, considering how the city uses its water can be valuable. San Francisco recycles very little, if any, water, and heavy rains regularly cause sewage overflows. We called up Paul Rogers to talk about the issue. He's the environmental writer for the San Jose Mercury News and managing editor for KQED's science programs. He spoke with KALW's Ben Trefney.
You know, for people who want to know where the water comes from in San Francisco when they turn on the tap, you're drinking melted Sierra snow. So in the Sierra Nevada, when the snow melts and the water comes pouring down and goes into various rivers, one of those rivers is the Tuolumne River, which runs through Yosemite National Park, and Hetch Hetchy Reservoir is built there, and it was built in the 1920s, and it stores water, which then comes 160 miles through pipes down through the width of California into the Bay Area, and a lot of that water is stored in Crystal Springs Reservoir along Highway 280 in San Mateo County. And so when you turn on the tap in San Francisco, that's what you're drinking. It's the same thing when you turn on the tap in most of San Mateo County and Palo Alto and parts of northern San Jose and parts of Alameda County. The pros and cons of what San Francisco is doing with its water is they have not been very good in developing recycled water, which is taking sewage and treating sewage so it's clean, and then using it not for people to drink, but to irrigate landscaping and, you know, in public parks and soccer fields and golf courses and things like that. Other parts of the state have done a lot more with that. Orange County does a huge amount of water recycling, and they actually now are blending that water once it's treated with UV and chlorine and all this other kind of stuff. They're blending it with the groundwater and then pumping the groundwater back again, treating the groundwater at treatment plants, and serving that to people to drink. In San Jose, Santa Clara County gets about 5% of its drinking water from recycled water, and that, there's more than 100 miles of these purple pipes that lead out from our wastewater treatment plant, and that water goes, golf courses, public landscape irrigation, stuff like that. And the city of San Jose and Santa Clara Valley Water District right now are finishing construction on a new $50 million plant to treat more recycled water. It's going to be in Alviso in North San Jose. It's opening in the spring. And the goal is to take the amount up to 10%. San Francisco has done almost none of that. They have a little bit that they've done with some North San Mateo folks to help fund recycled water to irrigate some golf courses that, you know, some of which, like the Olympic Club, are in the city. And they have some plans to do three or four other recycled water projects over the next 5 to 6 years. But it's still a very small part of San Francisco's water.
Why is that? I mean, is it because they've got this great reservoir that they're taking so much water from, and so it enables them to be a little bit lazier on creating infrastructure projects and, like, putting their money in other places? Or is there another reason?
I think so. Hetch Hetchy is one of the best and most reliable and purest drinking water sources in the United States. Environmental damage it did when it was built. It's a critical part of the Bay Area's economy and the Bay Area's infrastructure. But
that's drinking water then. I mean, it's good for drinking water. So
that's right.
I mean,
and it makes some people angry that we're taking that beautiful Sierra snow melt and watering golf courses with it. And, you know, that's a good point. Now, recycled water, just like desalinated water, though, is expensive. You know, the water that a lot of places, a lot of cities buy, whether they get it from the Delta or they produce it from groundwater, it can cost something like $400 or $500 an acre foot of water. And an acre foot is enough for one family for a year, more or less. When you talk about recycled water and desalinated water, you can easily, very quickly, get well over $1,000 per acre foot. So when you say to people, hey, do you want to desalinate the ocean or do you want to recycle sewage and water golf courses with it? They say, yeah. And then you say, do you want to double your water bill from, you know, $100 a month or $80 a month to $160 or something like that. So agencies have to look at cost and benefit on the projects they do. And again, the cities in California that are moving forward with recycled water, and I expect San Francisco will continue to do more in the years ahead, one of the reasons that they've been doing it is that they can't rely so much on the other places they've been getting water, whether it's the Colorado River or whether it's the Delta. And, you know, Silicon Valley, San Jose, gets half of its water from the Delta. And there's all sorts of problems with the Delta and Delta water reliability and Delta water quality and, you know, endangered fish and that can reduce the amount you can take from the Delta. So some places that rely on Delta water are trying to create more of their own permanent supply, and that's where recycled comes in.